And if books and newspapers and the radio are efficiently controlled, the people will read and accept exactly what the few in control want them to.
About this whole Oscars thing with Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith threatening to boycott the Oscars, allegedly because no black actors are nominated this year.
Whisperwatch.com.
And it's real early, so that's why I'm sounding a little drowsy. But as far as this whole situation is concerned, I'm of two minds on this situation. I do agree with Aunt Viv. I do agree with her when she says that, yeah, y'all are the Smiths. They're sitting on their own production company. They're sitting on millions of dollars. And now you want all of Black Hollywood to boycott the Oscars and risk themselves getting blackballed in this industry that they don't control. You want all of them to come to your rescue and to draw attention to this because your husband was snubbed this year. What about last year? Where was y'all last year? There was a stunning lack of diversity last year, and I don't remember y'all calling for a boycott. And that was a point that Janet Hubert was making. Why now? Like, there are so many black actors and actresses who are not sitting on the type of clout, the type of resources that Will and Jada Smith are sitting on. And you are asking them to come to your rescue and be a part of what? I understand when people say, why are you begging to be let into somebody else's industry? Why are you begging for recognition from a system that you don't control, from a system that you have no power over or power in? Why are you begging and pleading and wanting them to recognize you when half your asses show up to the NAACP Awards and almost none of you show up to the BET Awards? Why are you begging for white people's recognition? I do understand that. That's like 60% of my mind on this. I'm 60-40. You can be doing both things at once. You can be busting up their shit and starting your own. Why it got to be either or? Huh? It don't have to be either or. White people never limit themselves the way black people seem to limit themselves. Why does it have to be either or? We can do both. Okay? You can have your voice heard in that system too. And you can be starting your own. It is that simple. Why are we fighting? Like, why y'all fighting? Like, I don't get it. 60%, I understand exactly people's point. You have to get out here and you have to be unified. You have to start your own stuff. You have to start your own businesses. You have to get in the habit of understanding that there is power in your unity instead of scratching and scraping and clawing each other to try to get somebody else's money. To try to get a check. You know what I'm saying? I completely 100% understand that. I understand that it's possible with all of this black money, all of this money y'all got that y'all are blowing on jewelry and cars and expensive houses that you were too stupid to understand that you don't need to be paying $22, $28, $30 million for. I understand that there are a lot of resources that y'all can be pulling amongst each other to actually make something that you can control. I get it. I get that we should be supporting our own. Get out of my face about an Oscar nomination that you didn't get if you didn't bother to have your ass at the BET Awards, if you didn't bother to have your ass at the NAACP Awards or the Trumpet Awards or the Soul Train Music Awards. Sit down. Get out of my face with that. I don't give a damn about that. If you don't regularly support what's yours and what honors your people and what honors your music, your culture, your history, get out of my face with that. All of this money, all of these resources that y'all can be pulling and creating your own thing and making that a viable alternative to where you can make people come to you and you don't have to go to them scratching and pleading and begging, hoping, wishing and praying and thinking that they're going to actually care about diversity and letting you into the party. You know what I mean? You're trying to be let into the party. And I understand what people say. You should be trying to create your own party. Do your own thing. Make it so that they cannot ignore you and that you will have power in that system. Create your own systems that you control. I get that. I understand that. I think that's what we should be doing. And to that end, Aunt Viv said that when she was asking y'all way back, what, 20-something years ago, when she was asking Will Smith and the rest of the cast to unite so that they can get better pay and better salaries, basically, they can get more money because the show was super popular. Will Smith completely, like, flat out said no. His deal is his deal, and their deal is their deal, and, you know, never the two shall meet, I guess. He didn't want anything to do with having a unified front to try to increase the salaries of the other actors on the show. So she was like, I guess this is sort of karma in a way, because now all of a sudden you give what you consider to be your greatest role, or your wife considers to be your greatest role, and you get snubbed. And now all of a sudden you want everybody to unite. You want all the black actors to come together and boycott the Oscars as a show of solidarity, whatever. Where was that back in the day when it mattered to real people, to people's real pockets? Where was that unity? That was her point. Another point of hers was that, of course, you are sitting pretty, and these other actors risk being blackballed for supporting you because they're not sitting on the type of resources that Will and Jada are sitting on. Yeah, so don't all of a sudden now, when your ass is getting overlooked and you ain't getting enough pats on the head for your performances, all of a sudden you want to put your black power fist in the air and do something. What? Again, like I said, what was y'all asses boycotting last year? What? You mad now? Because yours was overlooked, you know, now all of a sudden you want to complain about a system in which you have been so successful. Now that the slap is going across your face, all of a sudden everybody, you want everybody to jump up and take up arms and link and be all united and shit. Stop it. You know what I mean? When you are at the height of your success, we barely hear a peep out of you as far as challenging the system. All the system must be working because, hey, you're succeeding in it. But again, all of a sudden, when you get that slap, you're ready to fight. And you want everybody else to put their jobs on the line for you. Oscars in general, they don't seem to care. Unless black people are playing sluts and slaves and terrible mothers and maids. And, you know, that's the only way that you get recognition, apparently, in this system. They become used to seeing black people portrayed that way. Maybe, I guess, if Will Smith was a butler, no shade intended. If he were playing a corrupt cop or abusive ass daddy or something, then maybe, since that's how certain people in that system are used to seeing black people, maybe that will get their attention enough to nominate him for an actual Academy Award. Whenever black people are in movies, when they're playing those terrible roles, all of a sudden that's normal. That's what they're used to seeing. That's what people are who control that system are used to seeing. And so that's when you get their attention. When you're playing a f***ing slave and asking for a bar of soap, looking all stinking and sweaty. That's how they've been conditioned to see black folk. So you become visible as a people when you are playing those roles. So that system. It. I get that. I understand that. You want to be part of that system, okay then. But when it bites you in the ass, don't all of a sudden put your fist in the air and telling black people that, come on, let's march. Come on, let's boycott. If you want to beg somebody to understand your complexities and your diversities, your different points of view, your stories, your history, you're begging them to recognize that. And I think we should stop it. Now that's one part of me. Like I said, I'm of two minds on this situation. After the break, I'm gonna get into the other side of this argument that I also understand. So stay tuned.
WhisperWatch.com. People with power, money, and connections are controlling the entire system. Follow the Twitter account WhisperWatch for more information. The media should stop pretending like they don't know what to do with Donald Trump. Follow the Twitter account WhisperWatch for more information. The oligarchical class of douches wouldn't hesitate to poison your children if that meant 15 more cents in profit for the year. Follow the Twitter account WhisperWatch for more information. WhisperWatch.com.
Welcome back. If you are still listening to my sluggish voice this morning, thank you. But like I said, I was saying before the break, I am of two minds on this Oscar situation. I do understand what Envy was talking about. I do understand what people are saying when they say, why are you begging to be recognized by a bunch of white folk who don't give a about you anyway? So why They barely recognize you in any other roles other than, you know, mammy and slaves and maids and butlers and all of this other trash, all of these other sorry ass roles. They barely want to recognize you for those. So why are you begging to be let into? I understand that. But on the flip side, I also get the we ain't going back part. The we ain't going back to pre-civil rights segregation to now, today, forever. We're not doing that. We're not going to do that. We're not going back to a time where you only pay attention to black people and you only highlight anything that black people are doing when it's something hateful, disgusting, corrupt, and violent, completely negative, or something that you already feel black people are. We're not going back to them days. Right, where we are invisible, where our diversities, our story, our history is invisible to other people. If you don't force them to pay attention to you, then what incentive do they have to pay attention to you? And so if that means tearing down currently existing stereotypes in the currently existing system, then so be it. If that means busting in the party and tearing up, then so be it. And forcing other people to understand how diverse we are, how important our stories are, how many great actors we do have. Since given the current situation, the current system, those white people, those white Oscar voters want to control all of this shit, then we will go and break down those stereotypes. We're going to come in and make sure that you know that you will not be able to define us for the rest of the world. And this is where I do understand people who are of that type of Jada Pinkett mindset, where you want people to recognize what's going on, because you cannot pretend like we don't exist. Because whether we like it or not, right now the American standard, the white Oscar standard, is disseminated around the world, and that affects black folk around the world. It ain't just about us in the United States. The current system, the way it is now currently set up, we can't be in a situation where we stand back and say, well, we don't care about y'all no way, so we finna go over here and do our own thing. Until you get your own thing up, until you get your own thing on par with something that has that type of effect on the rest of the world, you take the chance of making yourself invisible. And when you make yourself invisible, the people in control of that system start to define you for everybody around the world. And then we're gonna make ourselves invisible and hope and scratch and pray and try to come together to make our own thing. And then we'll hope and pray that somebody will pay attention to it. Hell, they barely want to pay attention to you in their own system. What in the world make you think that they're going to give a damn about the BET Awards, especially when you don't? But what's going to make you think that they're going to care? Even if you do create your own system, even if you do create something that is comparable to the Oscars, what incentive do they have? It'll be another situation. I can see when people say that it's possible that you create another separate and unequal type of situation. They got they, you got your. But I can guarantee you who's going to have the last laugh, who's going to have the last word in the dissemination of that around the world. What makes you think they're going to pay attention to you and your system without some type of massive change, some type of massive amount of unity among black people from an overwhelming number of black actors and black musicians and rich black people? But until we get there, we may have to bust up the party. We may have to bust up the party. You may have to go in there and make sure that your voice is amongst all the rest of the voices. Now, that may not make sense to you. You may not want to do it. It may sound ridiculous to you, but we're dealing with current systems and current realities. But until we get established, until we unify and become established and have some type of true power in a system like that, or create our own systems where we have true and complete power, we may have to make these people recognize the importance that black talent, black artistry, black culture, black stories bring to this entire industry, this complete art form. So yeah, I do see points on both sides. I honestly do, and they are both valid. Now, you may not agree. You may choose a side that you want to be more representative of how you feel in general, but there are valid points to be made by both sides. You know what I'm saying? Like 60%. Yeah, you don't need to be falling all over yourself, begging for acceptance from a system not designed to even recognize that you exist. You kidding me? You finna go cry because white people don't pat you on the head and give you a statue? Better get out of my face with that. And 60%, I'm 60% in that field. But then I'm 40% over here. Like, where else I'm gonna go? Currently, the system is what it is. So if I step my foot out of that, if I move back and become invisible in that system, then where do I go? How do I eat? How do I express myself in this current art form? How do I make sure that my voice is amongst the voices at the table? So that's my 40%. I'm 60-40 now. Until you get your BET awards up, until you get the prestigiousness of the NAACP awards up, that is comparable to an Oscar nomination. Until that happens, how do I eat? And I guess that was the point Anvil was trying to make a little bit when she was going off on Jada Pinkett Smith, when they are irresponsibly calling for a boycott. And I do think it's irresponsible, because unless you're only calling for a boycott amongst the black people that can afford to do it, in which case the boycott will be meaningless because the unity won't be there. You know, we're dealing with reality. We're dealing with, you know, the real. You know what I mean? I don't want y'all to be looking all sorry with your lip poked out because white people said you can't have this. I don't want you sitting there looking sorry. We love y'all too much for that. I don't want that, because it's embarrassing. It's not only is embarrassing, you are worth more than what somebody says you are worth, what somebody is promising to pay you. Your art, your artistry is worth more than that. For you to be big, and for you to be big in a white supremacist based system for recognition. I understand that. That hurts me. I understand that. But reality is that black folk gotta eat. They have to be able to not be blacklisted and blackballed. They should be able to express themselves freely in this system until something else better comes along that better fits what they want to do. Until they come together and create their own production companies, their own distribution systems, all of this other stuff. Until that happens, they still gotta eat. Yeah, you know, until you get your own, you can't be satisfied with being invisible in somebody else's being invisible in somebody else's system, because your absence, they're not just gonna let that be an absence. They will try to define you like they have always done, like their ancestors did, like their children will do in the future. As soon as you take your hands off the wheel and say, I don't want to play anymore, I'm gonna go start my own league, in comes the hatefulness and somebody else being in control of your image and disseminating that all over the world, to where you got other people in other countries bleaching their skin and straightening their hair because they don't want nothing to do with you, because they never saw your black on TV with your nappy hair and your dark brown skin tearing the whole system down, shedding it down, going off and being loved for it. They never saw that because you want to take your hands off the wheel. They never saw that because you didn't go and bust up the party. You just said, I'm going to start my own party that didn't nobody come to. Until you are powerful enough to throw a party. And I'm using a party analogy here. Until you are powerful enough to throw a party that is as big as theirs, I don't think there should be an either or. Both of these people have valid points. Both of them have valid points. We are powerful enough to be doing both. Now, we need the unity to come into place, because y'all asses are just all trying to backbiting and seeing what you can get and being satisfied when Master patting you on the head and slapping some other Negro that you feel that you don't have to worry about. As long as it ain't you, you feel like you ain't got to worry about it. We can't have that mindset, because that's a recipe for disaster. But yeah, man, this is only as complicated as we make it. It's only as complicated as we make it. We can be working in this industry and being recognized in this industry and having a voice in this current industry, and we can be building up our own stuff. I do know one thing. One thing I will not accept at all is that you bitching about not having an Oscar nomination, but when the BET Awards roll up, your ass ain't nowhere to be seen. When the NAACP Awards roll around, your ass ain't nowhere to be seen. When the Soul Train Music Awards roll around, your ass ain't nowhere to be seen. That is intolerable to me. Because those are existing systems that cater directly to your people, your culture, your art form, and you will not support it. Don't be whining about a Grammy if you were nominated and possibly even won a BET Award, but you didn't even show up. Get out of my face. You can go kick rocks. Like, I'm dead serious. Respect the fact that there are current systems that you could be a part of and making better and bringing attention to just by your presence. Even if you're not nominated for something, come and sit your happy ass in the audience and get people to cover it and get the entertainment shows to talk about it. Get the hype out there. Use your sheer presence, your ability to pull attention to things, and run with it. It's possible, but you too busy whining about the Grammys and the Oscars, something that you don't control. And you never had any control over it. You never had the Man, I bet you never had the type of pull at the Grammys or the Oscars that, you know, black people have had in past years. And the Soul Train Music Awards and what happened to the Lady of Soul Awards? What? See, this is what I'm saying. Now, you took your hands off of it, and now Viacom owns the BET Awards. You took your hands off of it. You took your hands off of it because you were chasing that money. And now white people own that too. This is another problem, the importance of ownership. Don't whine and complain in a system that you have no ownership in. You know, it's like the little black doll versus the little white doll. Remember those experiments about those kids? Who do you prefer? Which doll is the clean, smart, wonderful doll? And they pick the white doll every time, or almost every time. Which doll is the bad doll? Which doll is more likely to skip school? Which doll is more likely to be a slave? Which doll is more likely to be a maid? Which doll is more likely to beg master for soap? Until you change that mentality in yourself, things ain't gonna never change. So anyway, it's too early. I don't even think it's 5 o'clock yet. I'm finna go back to sleep and I'll talk to y'all later.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. There's more where this came from. You can listen to the Whisper Watch podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher Radio and TuneIn. You can also subscribe to Whisper Watch on YouTube.com, if that's more convenient for you. Don't forget to share our podcasts with your online communities. It's free, and only takes a few seconds. Whisper will talk to you again soon. Thanks for listening.